This is that story show where we put your hilarious real-life stories into the spotlight.
Rated E for everyone. 10 and up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, podcast people, I'm your host. My name is James Kennison.
Hey, and I'm John Steinklauber. James, I got in trouble the other day. Yeah, I was at the park, and I was arranging all of the squirrels from large to small, and apparently the authorities don't take too kind to critter-sizing, so that wasn't my own. I actually saw that one of our listeners had posted it.
Critter-sizing.
Critter-sizing. Right. I mean, that's just hilarious. I don't care who you are, critter-sizing.
Yeah. How you doing this week?
I'm not too bad.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I've been better, but I'm good. I'm ready for a show. I'm excited. We got some good stories. And speaking of stories, we always start with an opening story. This one is from Jason. It's called Horrible Heelys.
Uh-oh. Yeah. You said Heelys?
Yeah. You remember those?
Yeah. You know, they made a comeback, right? Like recently?
Really?
They made a re-release or something, and like all the people that were my age that or something that never got a chance to ever have them,
right?
Or maybe it's millennials, I don't know, but anyways, they're buying them. I finally got myself a pair of Heelys.
Wow.
And you know, there's a bunch of fail videos.
I was about to say, yeah, they didn't have a good reputation. Like, they got banned in airports and schools, and kids were wearing them going downstairs and stuff. I mean,
it's just not good. It's not a good idea. Let's fix a wheel inside of a shoe that you walk on.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
I mean, they re-released, what was it, Surge, you know?
Oh, yeah.
A lot less Surge dangerous cool. than this. But, you know, I don't know. I can't see anybody my age buying them. That's the thing. Our age. Yeah, I have no interest in breaking myself. You know,
and
you're right. That's the source of every fail video, is somebody doing something that they shouldn't be doing.
Right.
You know, like an extremely large person on a tricycle. You know, as soon as you see that show up, you know that there's going to be somebody on the ground.
Good.
Large people on rope swings over the, or any of that, really.
To the lake.
Yeah. Large people like me anywhere, pretty much.
Nice.
Yeah, anybody that's on a rope going over a river is going to either get caught in it or fall, especially if they're not wearing a bathing suit, they're going to fall in the water. You start to see patterns develop.
Yeah, and people jumping over creeks that they shouldn't.
Yeah, and trying to ski over ponds. Ever seen that, where they go down? Yeah, and it's like, you're not going to make it, because if you did, it wouldn't be in this video compilation of fails, you know? Right. And a cat's always going to do something that's not cat-like, you know, not...
Ooh, that's funny.
That isn't graceful, you know, where they just lose their crap and fall off a table or something like that, you know. Yeah, what irritates me, though, the most about cat videos is when the cat does something on purpose, like knocks over a piece of glass or something.
Oh, yeah.
And the person just goes, Henry...
Yeah, it's a bad kitty. Don't do that, kitty cat. I mean, not the counter kitty.
I would throw that cat out the back glass sliding door. I mean, not through it. I would open it up and then hurl the cat. But
helicopter the cat throw.
That's why I couldn't own a cat. I mean, a dog, when you yell at him, he withers. You know, he doesn't have an attitude about it. You know,
right? Like, when you yell at a cat, they just kind of look at you like, "What?
Yeah,
why do you care?"
Yeah, and I know each cat has to have their own personality, and I'm sure there's exceptions to every rule, but in general, I would expect a cat to have an attitude with me. And I would have to destroy them. Anyway, how do we get off on this?
Heelys.
Horrible Heelys. Horrible cats, horrible Heelys. Jason says, this happened to me almost 2 years ago. I'm homeschooled and I attend a co-op once a week.
Yeah.
That's the only time he gets to talk to people outside his own family. That's why he mentioned it at the beginning of his story. It's like one of the upbeats. It's one of the most amazing things. It's like, there's people that don't share chromosomes with me. It's great. Or not chromosomes, genes. There we go.
Genes. Yeah, same thing.
On one fateful Monday, the day I went to my co-op, see, everything exciting happens on co-op day.
Well, this is a fateful, though. He said on a fateful Monday, so maybe that could be bad.
It could be. I decided to wear my Heelys, which are shoes that have wheels attached to the heel. I don't know what was going on in my brain, but I sat there boasting about how I got so good at skating with my shoes on. After my first class at about 9:30, I looked at my friend and said, who needs to walk when you can ride?
There's the mistake right there.
There's the pride before the fall.
Hey, guys, watch this. Famous last words.
With a stupid grin on my face, I took off. I stupidly forgot that I was wearing a backpack which weighed about 50 pounds. So as I took off, I felt myself lose balance and fall backward. To stop myself from hitting my head, I threw my right hand out. And when the impact hit, I felt something snap in my wrist. I knew you'd love that. I had just let 200 pounds fall on my right wrist.
Oh, no.
Yeah, 150-pound kid to a 50-pound sack. Yeah, makes sense.
200 pounds.
I started to get up as everyone was staring at me. I yelled, I'm fine! I'm fine! As I was trying to hold back tears from forming in my eyes.
I'm good.
Good, it's okay.
Gets up and his hand is flopping down.
Put your phones away. It turned out that I only sprained my wrist. Then what popped? You know? Something
good.
Rubber banded. That's what happened. But it was such an embarrassing day. My wrist still gives me problems to this day. As a faithful reminder. Yeah. It's a favorable reminder never to ride Heelys with a backpack on your back. P.S. I was a sophomore in high school when this happened. I'm currently finishing my junior year. Hope this makes it on the show. Jason.
Congrats, Jason.
Jason said this in a year ago, so he's finishing his senior year now.
He's about to be a graduate. Oh, Jason. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You only got a few weeks of school left. That's awesome. Great.
It's awesome.
I hope you don't still have your Heelys.
Yeah. Those things need to stay in the past where they belong. Like I told my kids, don't ever throw away technology, you know,
right.
Because one day you'll look at it and it's like, oh, you know, this is classic now. Like I still have a Palm Pilot from back in 1998 or 7 or 6 or whenever those things were out. I have the case.
Yep.
I have the charger and everything. And it's just sitting and I'm waiting.
Was it the Palm 3C?
No, it's the Palm Pilot, the
Palm
original.
Pilot.
The green original, screen, like the Game
the green.
Boy.
Oh, yeah. Man. It had a touchscreen too, didn't it?
It well, the bottom, yes, it, excuse me, yes, it did. But the bottom area, you could use a stylus, and you had to memorize graffiti, what they called it. And it was a certain way to write. And it would recognize your text.
Oh, man, that's taking me back. I had a digital organizer from the 80s.
Yeah.
Made by Casio. My dad gave it to me. It's like a little keyboard. It's probably about the size of a 5x7 index card.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a little monochrome screen on it. And it has a full keyboard on it.
Wow.
And it was awesome. Probably mid to late 80s.
Yeah.
I can't even remember, but I still have it. You're right. Don't throw away technology. I'll look back on it and be like, this is still awesome.
That's right. Like if I never had one as a kid, but if I had a calculator watch now, like from back in the day,
yes.
How awesome would that be?
That would be awesome. James has one.
Yeah. Well, he's great. He's rad. Let's move right into our news nugget for today. All right. This one comes from, it was submitted by David, but it happened in St. Louis.
And oh, wow.
It's kind of sad, but it's kind of hilarious at the same time. An 8-year-old was found driving a car downtown in St. Louis on Monday while his mother slept in the back seat with a younger child.
Whoa, what?
I know.
He's driving, 8-year-old driving, while mom's asleep in the back with a sibling.
Yeah. According to the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department probable cause statement, the child was seen driving the wrong direction at South 4th and Walnut Streets. That's right downtown. Police,
you know where that's at.
The police did not specify the time of day. But the 8-year-old told the police that their mother could no longer drive and instructed them to take over. So not only was he doing it, he was doing it with permission.
Yeah.
At the request of his mother. So mom was found unconscious in the back of the vehicle along with a 3-year-old who was not secured in a car seat. So,
wow.
Crazy things.
So many questions.
Yeah.
Like, so what, you don't have like the time of day?
No.
Or like if it was a medical emergency or something like that?
No.
Wow. 8-year-old just driving.
Weird things happen downtown.
8 years old, dude.
Yeah. It's like my wife, she said she was walking from lunch back to work, and there was a guy with a bucket. And she's like, didn't think anything of it, you know, a guy with a bucket, you know. But then she's like, why does this dude have a bucket? You know, he didn't have any tools in it. There was no water. He didn't appear to have a job where he would need a bucket. But then he started dancing with it in the middle of the road, and she's like, oh, okay.
He's a street performer?
Or you're such a nice man.
Okay. He's not a street performer.
He was then. He was for that 5 minutes or whatever.
The buckets to hold the money of donations that he gets.
It's like, no. there was a guy begging, but I didn't know that. He was just crossing the street. I've never seen a guy beg for money on the side of the road that didn't have a sign. And this guy didn't have a sign. So he was crossing the street, suddenly turned to face us all like he was in the military, and then holds up his hands in a prayer sign. Like, please, please. And then he holds out his hand. So he's doing sign language, but he can speak. I can hear him as he's walking past. But it threw me off so much. I'm like, you don't have a sign? You can't even present me with a sign?
Anyway.
Wow. I was feeling kind of cocky because I gave a homeless guy $20 the other day. And I, like, never give anything because I worked at a church that was right near a Greyhound bus station. Yeah. And we had like a dozen homeless people every day come to the church, and we heard every story possible.
And they were remarkably similar.
Oh yeah.
They?
And the best ones was when the husband would stay in the car and send their wife in.
Oh yeah.
To do
the
story. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
No.
I'm working in a church, you know, you see it. Like that's the second place they go, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the first. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Christians are gullible. They'll believe anything we say.
Exactly. God bless you. God bless you. Yeah, God until you don't you. Give. And then just...
blankety blank.
Same words, just used a little different way. So anyway.
It's not a blessing anymore.
It's not a blessing at all. Oh, goodness. Nothing against the homeless. If you're homeless and you're listening to this show, we'd love if you give on Patreon.
You wish.
I'm sorry. That was like the worst thing I could have said. I actually intended on saying something really positive there, but then the evil came. So.
The devil on James' shoulder popped out.
Yeah, it did. I got a fight one time with a homeless guy. Not in a fist fight. Not like we were throwing hands or anything. But he was like, can you give me some money? And I was outside the church, and I said, no, I can't. He said, you're supposed to be a Christian. I said, we're all supposed to be Christians. Don't give me that. I was like, why don't you get a job? And he's like, So I felt bad because he couldn't argue with me, you know. He was obviously, in an altered state of being. But
gotcha.
I go between feeling bad and feeling like I'm in somehow enhancing their experience, meaning I'm enabling them, you know?
Yeah, I gotcha.
And so sometimes I give because I'm like, okay, this guy's an angel and I don't want to get in trouble.
Right.
And then other times I'm like, there's no way an angel would dress like that. I'm not, no. See, again, I tried to go positive, but I ended up negative. Everybody's going to be like, he's anti-homeless. No, I'm not. I'm not. I just don't know when to give, and I don't like being guilt tripped.
I struggle with that too.
Yeah,
because there's that age old thing. If you give them something, are they going to use it for good? Or are they going to use it for gratification? That's not going to help them at all.
Exactly. So. And me and my wife give to missions, and we give to inner city urban ministries. We work in the inner city, And so it's like my money would be better spent going through those routes, you know, and helping people in a real way than just dropping money on them randomly. But anyway, let's do some stories.
Okay.
Let me tell y'all a story.
All right, this one's from Erica in Saskatchewan, Canada.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Oh, yeah. Way up there.
Yeah, we get a lot of Canadian listeners, so...
That's great.
Potty training pickup is what this one's called. And I want to draw special attention to this because I had a mom that contacted me out of the blue the other day. And she's like, I have no stories that you would want to read on the show. And I said, she says, because all mine are mom stories. I'm like, do you know, have you listened to our show? And she's like, not really. I said, we
just know that you have stories.
We do a lot of mom stories. I said, the only thing I said, I talked about this the other day on the show. The only thing about some of our mom stories is they're just too long because moms get to writing and all that stuff they've held in starts coming out. You know, we're not betterhelp.com, but we will share your story.
Yeah.
But we can't counsel you. You know, we can't.
We might condense your story if it's a little too long.
That's not true. I can't. Condense a mom story. Dude, there is so much content in there that I've even used ChatGPT to try to shorten stories, and it's impossible. Wow. If you submit too big of a story, we can't read it on the show unless it's like every part of it is necessary. And if it was that, I would dedicate a whole show to your story. But
mom story. Anyway, that sounds like that would be a fun show.
This is an example of a good mom story. All right.
Okay.
So when my children were potty training, there were always a few places that they would inevitably poop their pants. The library, the Christian bookstore, and the drugstore, to name a few. So pretty much anytime you don't have them in the car strapped down.
Yeah, but you see that there's books involved.
Ah.
I know that those kids are going to be the type of kids that go to the bathroom with a book.
Yeah. They better not do that in the library, though, because isn't there a underground movement since Seinfeld's episode where George took a book in the bathroom at a bookstore and they realized it and they made him buy the book and then they put the book on a list to where he couldn't sell the book because it had been in the bathroom. It was on a blacklist. Yeah. It's a great episode. Yeah. There's a secret blacklist out there. If you take your book in the bathroom, it gets added to this list and no one will ever read it or buy it from you. Yeah.
And well, heck, I use toilet paper as my bookmark sometimes. So it's clean. The toilet paper is. Just a little embarrassing when I walk out of the house.
Yeah, and there's toilet paper. Tufts.
I don't know how that got there. It must be one of my kids.
I'm sipping my coffee like the rest of you. I'm cool. Anyway. So he would inevitably poop his pants. And keep in mind that our town has about 1,500 residents, so everybody knows everyone.
Oh.
Yeah. How many people are in your town, John?
My town?
Yeah.
You mean like the whole
where you county? Live? Yeah.
600? No.
500?
No, Sonoy is pretty big.
I thought you were still in
Noonan?
Noonan, yeah.
Noonan's even bigger.
Oh.
Yeah, there's like, I don't know, 30,000 or something like that.
Oh gosh, I had no idea.
They're all spread out though.
Okay. You know? All right. I'll stop with
there's
my stereotypes.
There's 1,500 people in my school though, so.
Dude.
Actually, probably a little more than that. So
okay.
It's like, yeah.
Okay. Well, I know my brother David, when he moved from St. Mary's, which I considered a small town at the time.
Yeah.
He moved to Dixie County, Florida, and everybody there called him City. So it was so,
what's up, City?
It was so small that they considered his small town a city. Yeah. Anyway, one day my three-year-old son and I went to the drugstore to pick up a few items, and three is bad. Three is when they're doing the man poops, and it's like you're ready. You're ready for them to be done, and you might even have bought them big boy underwear and be telling them, don't poop on Ranger Rick or whoever's printed on the the underwear, you know, don't poop on Superman. You know, okay, okay, mommy. I never will. So
don't put a streak on Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. You don't want to make Hulk angry. I went to the drugstore to pick up a few items, and I let him look at the toys, as was our ritual. And he was potty training, and he was wearing little sporty boxer short underwear. Boxers. That's not smart.
Boxers for little boys?
It's not good.
Boxers for babies.
I didn't know there was such a thing. Pull-ups. Do they make those in boxers, too?
Pull-up boxers. That's what I want, Dad.
That's what I want if I'm older. As I was paying, I noticed the telltale smell. Well, uh-oh. Try to say that three times fast.
Telltale smell.
I said it in a southern accent. I couldn't even say it right. But telltale smell. Yeah. Anyway, it just happens. He pooped his pants. So I ushered him out of the store so quickly to avoid drawing attention to him. As we stepped out of the store onto the sidewalk, the poop fell out of his underpants and onto the sidewalk.
Oh, no. That's what happens when you wear boxers.
Please curb your three-year-old. So,
yeah. You're going to clean that up, miss? So no, I don't have a dog. Oh, sorry. I didn't.
The sign doesn't apply to me.
Yeah, clean up after your pet. This is my child. I don't have to clean up anything.
Are you calling my son a dog? Anyway, I looked around to see who might be on the sidewalk or street, and nobody saw me. So I ran to the van, parked halfway down the block to grab some paper towels to scoop the poop. Thankfully.
Well, God bless you, Eric.
Gosh, these things moms have to deal with.
Yeah, they do.
Thankfully, no one was around to see the event. My son is now 17, and every once in a while, I like to bring this story up just to tease him. Be good at his wedding, his graduation, you know. It's also a great story for gatherings with other moms who are currently in the potty training phase. I hope this story makes it on the show. Erica from Saskatchewan, Canada. Yes.
Think about it, James, though. How many people do you know who pooped on the sidewalk?
I never have, actually. I use that as a perk to my wife because every now and then we do have one dog that will, like, I'm too good for the grass. I'm pooping on the sidewalk. Oh, and I'll take her out there and put her nose to it and be like, no, you don't do this. And she looks really sorry and she doesn't do it for a while, but then she'll do it again. And then my wife will get upset with me occasionally. And I'm like, but I've never pooped on the sidewalk. And she's like, that's true. And she will calm down like immediately. Because I've never pooped on the sidewalk.
Never.
Never have.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah, it is. It's much more comfortable. I don't, just looking at my dogs when they poop, I don't like watch them or anything, but everybody knows the setting they have to get in. It's like they're tensing up every muscle in their body. Their face gets all scrunched up, especially since my dog's a Shih Tzu and he's all scrunched up anyway. And he's just shaking. I mean, his whole body, is it painful for them? I don't know. But
maybe it's just unnerving, you know, because there they are in public.
I don't think
they
care. Gotta
go again.
I mean, my dog, one of them hides his poop. That's at least great. But the other one's like, hey, it's on the sidewalk. It's on the daggum walkway. And I don't care if you step in it or not. And that's the dog I hate. There's a dog I don't like and a dog I hate. So we got a story from Angela from Pennsylvania. It's called Buster. I just want to start out by saying I'm a college student 6 states away from my hometown. And every 2 to 4 weeks, I make the 6 or 7 long hour drive back and forth for long weekends.
Wow.
That story show is the only thing keeping my sanity intact on those long solo drives. You're welcome. On to my story.
Actually, well, we're glad to be in your ears and hopefully we're keeping you awake right now. That's watch out for that traffic over there, Angela. Yeah,
watch out. Watch out for that deer. I preface this by saying I live on campus with a suite-style building. We have 2 bedrooms and a bathroom with 4 other roommates and my cat, Buster.
You can have a cat in your... I guess she says she's on campus, so that's...
That's weird.
That's wild. I never heard... I don't know. I just,
yeah, my daughter is splitting an apartment with a bunch of girls next year, and they are allowed to have an animal if they want to pay. You know, extra
pet. Yeah, that's crazy. Well, I mean, it makes sense. You got to have your emotional support and all that stuff. And sometimes a pet is the best way
for that. I was a college student, that's the last thing I would want is the tied down, you know, a pet. I don't know. Call me crazy.
You know what? Maybe you can talk her into taking your dogs.
We've mentioned that she might want to foster for a while first.
Yeah, foster her own dogs.
Yeah, and see if it works before you get somebody else's. But anyway, So Buster is the worst. That's what she says. He is constantly causing chaos and destruction, but we can't stay mad at him because he always makes us laugh.
Oh,
that's why I couldn't
own
a cat
named Buster.
Because the only time a cat would make me laugh is if he slipped into the garbage disposal.
Oh, jeez.
Did you have your cat's tail bobbed? Nope. He did it himself.
He did it himself.
How?
Garbage disposal.
You got to listen to episode 463 to find out the answer to that one. One night at around 11 p.m., I was just about asleep in my room when I heard my roommate from the bathroom yell, "Buster!" And out of instinct, I responded with an apprehensive, "What did he do?" So my roommate didn't answer for a moment and finally said, you might just want to come in here. So I got out of bed, turned the corner of the bathroom to find Buster sitting innocently on the bathroom counter, absolutely soaked.
Wrong.
Buster has always been fascinated by water faucets because he's weird. Oh. Yeah, he must be, because I thought cats didn't like water.
Yeah, they don't like to be. I had to give my cat a bath the other day because she'd been outside. And man, that cat hates water. It's so funny.
That's why people thought they were witches back in the day, because water melts witches, right? So, yeah. I don't know. That's what I got taught every year. Every year on Wizard of Oz, when we got to watch it once a year.
Every year you watch The Wizard of Oz. That
was so great. And the monkeys would scare the crap out of you. But
I know, they're scary, man. Monkeys with wings? That's frightening.
Well, he must have watched us use the sink enough times where he learned how to turn the faucet on.
No way.
And he went for a swim in the sink.
What?
Yeah. But he didn't stop there. Not only did Buster get himself wet, he also turned the bathroom counter into his own personal splash pad.
That's a crazy cat.
We have a wall-to-wall mirror that extends from the counter to the ceiling, and Buster decided to wash the entire mirror for us. There was water everywhere. The only words I could get out were, "I am never getting another cat as long as I live." You could rearrange those words. "I'm never going to let this cat live." Ever.
Another lie.
Yeah.
We could work that into a good sentence.
"As long as I live, I'm never getting a long cat." No, anyway. My roommate cleared off the counter and mirror while I dried off my dumb cat, and I think he slept in his crate that night. That was just one of Buster's many dorm room shenanigans that continue to make us laugh and clean up after him every day. Obligatory. I hope this makes it on the show so I can hear the bell. Angela from Pennsylvania. Thank you.
That dorm cat.
Oh,
that dorm cat.
Yes.
Yeah. Remember that movie?
There's an 80s. Yeah. Or a 70s, 70s film called Probably That Darn Cat. Yeah.
That Darn Cat. All the Gen Xers, they just related with us when we called it That Dorm Cat. It's like, oh yeah, I remember that movie. That was so great. It was a Disney movie, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah. There was a cat from outer space as well.
Yeah.
And then Thomasina, which was a movie about a cat that was kind of like a Benji cat. I watched all those on Disney Channel back in the day before Disney Channel was good.
That was a dog, but.
Wait, first it was a Shaggy Dog and then the Shaggy DA.
That's right.
Was like a follow-up to the Shaggy Dog. But anyway, we got a voicemail from Jessica.
All right.
And she's telling a story to her daughter. So let's listen in.
Okay. I'll tell you what really happened in the schoolyard when I was in grade 4. So recess bell rings and my friends and I all head out to the schoolyard. So it's a great big schoolyard and we decided it would be fun to just hang out, chill out on the big hill at the back of the schoolyard. So we're all kind of hanging around and stuff like that. And I decide I want to lie down on the hill and just, you know, with my arms behind my head and my knees are up and I'm just kind of there hanging out. Right. And then my friend, Stephen McKeon, decides that it would be a great idea to walk over to me and see if I could handle the weight of his the weight of him, the weight of his body. So he stands on my stomach. Oh. And don't I let out a massive fart? Okay, for all my friends to hear.
She paused. She's like, I don't know what I'm going to say.
And then much. Steve McKeon jumped off and he was like, ew!
You get it, kid?
It was very embarrassing. He never let me forget it. Of course. Anyways, that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
So, yeah, don't
Steve.
Don't step on kids.
Steve did it.
Yeah, that's why I called the story Steve's situation, because yeah, Steve farted, really.
Steve, yeah.
He caused it. He's the reason.
And he
got
all offended and called her gross. That's not nice.
Yeah, you don't step on a girl, first of all. How were you raised?
Right. In grade 4. She had to be in Canada, because in
she is Canadian.
They don't say fourth grade. They say grade 4.
Yeah. And she's like, out of me.
She did say out, yeah, so. I love you Canadians.
Oh, man. We got
nicest people on the earth.
They are the nicest people, and that's a good stereotype to have, you know?
Yeah.
Because I wish I was Canadian. No, I don't really. I don't. I'm glad to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
So. Yeah. You don't forget the men who died.
That gave that right to me.
Yeah. So. You going to proudly stand up?
I am, next to you.
Ah, defender still today?
Absolutely, because there ain't no doubt that I love this
love
land.
This land, yeah. God bless the USA.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have
thank
a couple
you, Lee
of
Greenwood.
What?
I said thank you, Lee Greenwood.
You're welcome. There's a couple of announcements. We still have hats available. There's not many. We are down to the last few, but they're in a box in my office. Etsy.com/NLcast is where you can get them. 100% cotton, pre-curve visor. Heavy washed charcoal color with a wonderful, fully illustrated, embroidered That Story it's Show beautiful. Logo right on the front. Yeah. Yeah, you got one, right, John?
I do, yeah.
I'm wearing one right now.
You are.
It's hot. It makes me look hot. So
is that your Friday or your Thursday hat? I know you got one for every day.
I do have one for every day of the week. This is my Friday hat. So so anyway, we also want to tell you that we, for the first time, really in 17 years, are down to our last few stories.
Yeah?
Yeah. We got maybe one more episode of stories.
Whoa.
I know. And we've never been in this situation before. I don't know if something happened to my email that just archived a bunch or what, but we've always had this big fat surplus of stories. And we're able to pick through them, but we're down to the last few. So if you're ever one of those people, they're like, I need to send a story into that show. Now's your chance to get it read. So
right.
Get it in, send those stories in, go to thatstoryshow.com, click on submit a story. There's three ways you can send them. One is right there on the page. Like if you're on your phone, you can record a message right there on your phone. You can call in, or you can write in your thing right there on that same page. So great ways to get your stories in, whether you read them to us or we read them to you. It doesn't matter to us. Also want to mention Narthex Con 2024 is coming up June 29th here in St. Louis, Missouri at 2 p.m.
Yes.
It's a free event and you can register. That's the only thing you got to register. We have to limit it to 90 people. So register yourself and any family members that are coming at narthexcon.com. So very excited about that.
It's going to be here before we know it.
I know. I just sent in the order for all of our name tags, or not name tags, our lanyards that we're going to have.
Lanyards.
Yeah.
So that we can be a legitimate, nice.
Yeah, like a conference, like a real con. It's going to be awesome. But we record live shows. We do quizzes. We get to know each other. We have food. You know, it's just a good thing. There's t-shirts and all kinds of good stuff. So join John and I and other listeners like yourself. It's going to be great. Hope to see you there. Also want to say this podcast is possible because of the listeners who support us on Patreon. Get that Story Show premium, which includes ad-free listening, swag, and a weekly bonus podcast. Try it out for free for 7 days. Patreon.com/thatstoryshow. Special thanks to our producers, James Spengler, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. That is it for today. Surely you have a funny life story. Send it into the show. Submit Please. Your story at thatstoryshow.com and call it in toll free 803-55-STORY. Or like I said, go to thatstoryshow.com, click on submit a story, and you can record right there on the page with your webcam or your phone. So while you're there, join our mailing list. That's how you get the latest info on what we're doing. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed. Just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next week. Bye, John.
Bye, James.
Yeah. You say you see a sign on the side of the road that says 15 miles till the poop drops. Poop drops, baby. Yeah, yeah. I was headed down the Atlanta highway. It's about to run out. I went to the drugstore that day. I'm going so slow. My kid pooped in his pants and he had some boxers on. It dropped off in the parking lot on the sidewalk, not the lawn. I looked around to see, hey, this is going on. So I went to my car and I picked it up with some paper towels. I have nothing that rhymes. I used up all my rhyming. See you guys next week.
Don't forget your poop jock money.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.